Well, on the campaign trail, Donald Trump criticized military leadership and said he knew more about ISIS than the generals. On 60 Minutes last night, Leslie Stahl asked him if he still believes that.
I'll be honest with you, I probably do, because look at the job they've done. Okay, look at the job they've done. They haven't done the job. Now, maybe it's leadership, maybe it's something else. Who knows? All I can tell you is we're going to get rid of ISIS.
Well, maybe the something else is that it's very hard. The offensive to retake Mosul from ISIS is entering its second month. Mosul, the last major city held by ISIS in Iraq. Mike Giglio is a correspondent for BuzzFeed News. He's been on the front lines of the Mosul offensive and joins us by Skype from Istanbul. And Mike, your opinion, Donald Trump implies it's not going well. What's the sense on the ground? Is it that he's right or that it was thought it would be hard and incremental?
The sense has been from the Iraqi soldiers that I've been embedded with inside Mosul and with the U.S. soldiers who I've met on bases outside Mosul that the offensive is going well. It was designed to be slow. Taking territory slowly and methodically is part of the plan to ensure that ISIS doesn't return to the areas that they're taking and that they're secured, and also to try and minimize civilian casualties, which the slow pace helps with to a big extent.
We'll talk about that because as candidate, Donald Trump also said he would just bomb the hell out of them and also not tell people. He's been very critical of this idea that the Iraqi troops with the U.S. Forces aiding them have been talking about this, announcing that they're going to take Mosul. He's been very critical of that. Wasn't that because of the civilians?
That was because of the civilians, and I think the idea that you launch some kind of surprise attack in an offensive as complex as Mosul is maybe something that you might think from watching movies. But, you know, you had to build up forces, you had to make arrangements for the military aspect of this fight, so that there was never going to be some kind of surprise that this was even underway. And as far as the civilian casualties, you know, the Iraqi government says there's more than 1.5 million civilians in Mosul. That buildup really was to allow some space for people to leave if they could, and also to prepare to leave when they can and to take shelter. It's a major part of the thinking of Iraqi and U.S. forces. And actually on Wednesday, as the election results were coming in, I was actually on a rooftop in Mosul with Iraqi military officers who were calling in U.S. airstrikes. And I watched as they actually on their own made decisions to cancel pretty urgently needed airstrikes because of concerns that there were civilians that would be harmed by the airstrikes. And I asked the commanders whether if U.S. rules as far as civilian casualties were loosened, whether they would then want, you know, more aggressive strikes, want to be less careful with civilian lives. And they said, absolutely not. From their perspective, they're even more careful, they said, than the U.S. is about civilian lives. I think one part of that is humanitarian concerns, but if we talk just from a regular strategic level, a military strategy level, the way that they win Mosul is going to play a large role into whether they can keep Mosul. The amount of destruction, the amount of civilian suffering that's inflicted along the way is really crucial to can they hold the city after ISIS is driven out of the city. And that's coming from Iraqi military planners and from soldiers on the ground, not the U.S.
Well, meanwhile, on the other side of that equation, the U.N. says ISIS has been killing scores of civilians in Mosul. Now, that's horrendous on its face, but also, you were just talking about strategy. That seems like a strategy that might backfire against ISIS. What are you seeing about those reports?
So I spent about the last week inside Mosul with Iraqi forces, and every day there's civilians leaving areas where there's fighting. And I was interviewing civilians as they came out. And they're, you know, very clear that ISIS has been attacking civilians. They're very nervous about being taken as human shields. They're reporting that has happened. There are casualties coming in from ISIS mortar bombs and other attacks when they lose a neighborhood. So as Iraqi forces are moving into neighborhoods, ISIS is fighting back, and they're a lot more indiscriminate than Iraqi forces. So a lot of civilians are hurt that way, and they're coming wounded. I saw a little boy injured with shrapnel in his chest from a mortar. And it's a very big problem. I think the twisted thing about this offensive, and I think ISIS understands this, and so do the Iraqi forces, is that no matter what happens to the civilians, a large part of that, fairly or not, is going to be put on the shoulders of the Iraqi government. And the more bloody, the more drawn out, the more destructive ISIS can make this fight, I think from ISIS's perspective, as well as the Iraqi government's, the better that is for ISIS's long-term strategy for being able to maybe regroup and come back either under the same name or in a different form down the line, and to make things more tenuous for the Iraqi government as they try to put control back over the city. And so that really is the reason that Iraqi forces are, at least so far, and I'm talking about the elite Iraqi forces who are in Mosul now, making a really big effort, and it's you can see it in a lot of different ways to limit where they can civilian casualties.
That's Mike Giglio, a correspondent for BuzzFeed News, putting himself on the front lines of the Mosul offensive. He's now in Istanbul speaking to us by Skype. Mike, thank you, and stay safe.
Thanks for having me.